All right, friends, welcome back to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs. And today I am really excited to chat with just one of the most amazing women that I've had the opportunity to meet in my entrepreneurial journey, Myosia Boykin Anderson. And we had the pleasure of meeting through a mastermind that we are both in, now having the opportunity to grow businesses together and learn from one another. And I'm just so blessed. So Myosia, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I am super excited about being here today, Ryan.
Yes. Awesome. So tell everybody like who you are and what you do, because I told everybody how great you were, but I did not touch on your business at all. So tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Okay. Awesome. So as Ryan mentioned, my name is Myosia Boykin Anderson. I am the proud owner of three businesses, actually. So Antech Solutions is my primary business, my first business, I'll say. It is an IT consulting and strategy company. We work with Fortune 500 clients that are doing system implementations, primarily in the healthcare space, but we serve all industries, oil and gas and waste and legal, all of the things, right, in that Fortune 500 space. Mm-hmm. I realized a few years ago that while I really enjoyed operating in that corporate Fortune 500 space, I really had a desire to bring all of that technical experience and knowledge to small and medium businesses. So we kind of branched off from Antech Solutions to Antech X. And Antech X is all about bringing technical solutions to small and medium businesses so that they can X their revenue, right? 10X, 2X, 5X, whatever you're seeking, whatever your goals are, to be able to leverage the power of technology. And then finally, I believe my life's passion is to help other entrepreneurs gain the level of success that I've been able to see over my 23-year entrepreneurial journey. Oh my goodness, it's so weird to even say that. So I've been an entrepreneur for 23 years. There are a lot of lessons learned along that journey. So we just launched Beyond Belief, which is a 12-month business mentorship. And it's literally all around helping entrepreneurs grow and scale their businesses and live a life that is truly beyond belief.
I love that. I love that for you. And part of me is just really excited because I was in the room and Myosia was like, no, I'm doing it with the Beyond Belief stuff, which was really, really exciting. So you've been an entrepreneur for 23 years. What made you decide to become an entrepreneur? Like, what was that journey for you?
So I'll tell you, it was not voluntary. So it wasn't as pretty as some stories may be, but I'll tell you, I love telling the story because it has so many good things about it, right? So I was a single parent in 1998, working for what I thought was my forever job. I loved my job working for a system integration company, so still in IT. But I was working at this company, making a pretty nice salary for a single parent back in those days. And one day my manager came in and said, we've decided to close the office. And I was literally devastated, Ryan. I was devastated to the point that I had to excuse myself, walk in the ladies' room and bawl my eyes out. I was literally devastated because even though it was a great job that I absolutely loved, I was living beyond my means. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I didn't have any savings. And I had a five-year-old, right? So it was quite devastating. But I immediately realized that while it was a devastating situation for me, I looked at the opportunity that this posed, right? And what I realized was that not only was I going to be out of a job, but all of the clients that I served at that company were going to be out of a service provider. So it wasn't pretty at the time, but it was definitely the spark that ended up being my entrepreneurial journey. And, you know, my initial course of action was to go find another job that day, right? But because they, not only did she tell me they were closing the office, but she said today. So I had to go find another job. But what I determined that day was nobody was ever going to control where I earned, how and where I earned my next dollar. So that's how the journey started for me. It didn't happen immediately that day. This was actually in February of 98. Okay. I didn't get my moment until 9 months later in November 1998. But that was when I launched my very first business, Boykin Business Solutions, back in November 1998.
That's wild. I didn't know that story. I love that. And, you know, it's one of those things that so often you hear a lot of people, especially right now in the world of COVID and the pandemic, that there are more and more people launching businesses right now because they realize that, you know, they no longer want somebody else telling them who is and isn't essential, right? Which is what a lot of us learned in 2020. So I think that's a really inspiring story. So the story I really want to spend some time talking about today, because, you know, you have an online business now. I think AntechX is also something that you're growing, you know, virtually as well. And then of course you do the Fortune 500 work. What did that shift from like traditional offline entrepreneur to online entrepreneur? What did that look like for you? And what was your process?
So for me, it was really identifying the gap, yep. Right? So in the industry, you know, I believe that the work that I do in corporate America, my corporate clients that I have out there, that will continue to exist. We've created a great name for ourselves. We created expertise in a very niche industry within healthcare IT. So we'll continue to do that. But what I realized was that I didn't have to make a complete pivot, but I shifted into this idea of making sure that with all of these people starting these businesses and all of that, there were so many small and medium businesses that thought that technology was for the big boys.
Right.
Or that they were trying to figure out why their businesses were not growing. And to be able to help them learn that, you know, if you're going to grow, if you're going to scale, if you're going to have systems and automation, you know, technology is a big part of that. And quite honestly, I wanted to just be a little bit closer to the results. So being able to meet the needs of small and medium businesses. But what I realized was that a lot of those businesses operated in the online space.
Right.
So I knew for me, with everything that was going on, it was going to be important for me not to just exist offline and experience that success there, but if I was going to continue to create this legacy for myself and my family, that online business and having an online presence was important to the overall portfolio, if you will, of companies.
Right. Well, and I guess it made sense too, with online businesses needing an even more robust tech stack because they're operating remotely across time zones and continents in a lot of instances. So it also was a need on top of a necessity. And so you had shared with me before we hit record that like, you're like, sometimes I still feel like a little bit of an amateur in the online space. What have the biggest differences been for you? In because again, I think the assumption is often like, Mayosha, you have a killer business, like you're killing it. You guys, your business does well. You have a great name for yourself. Like a lot of people would expect that you could just pivot into the online space and be off to the races. And you're like, hey, sometimes I'm still like, ooh, what's going on over here? So what were some of those transitions and challenges you saw?
You know, I'll tell you, first and foremost for me, I was very blessed in my offline business. We created an initial name for ourselves and the referral tree continued to grow. So we didn't have to focus a lot on sales at all, really. A lot of our business was through referrals. I speak a lot at conferences in the industry, and that's how our clients came to us, our corporate clients.
Yep.
In the online space, I learned very quickly the importance of sales and not just one-time sales, but sales pipelines.
Yep.
I learned the importance of making sure that it was someone's responsibility and role to ensure that sales were being made. I also recognized that the importance of marketing. You know, a lot of people talk about sales and marketing. And for me now, I look at it as marketing and sales, because if you don't do any marketing, you have no one to sell to, right? So those were some of the biggest challenges, was making sure that we put a great emphasis on that sales role, and that it looked different in the online space, right? As opposed to an offline brick and mortar business or any type of other offline business, that online sales role looked differently, but really being able to place an intentional focus on that role.
Yes. That's just so fascinating to me, because I grew up in the corporate world and I always just grew up in sales. So I'm like, what do you mean you didn't spend all your time focusing on sales? But it's true. When you work in a very niche market in that Fortune 500 space, there's only a handful of people that probably do what you do. So that probably, you know, was a big part of that, which I love. So let's talk a little bit about that, this transition from sales and marketing. Are you tackling these skills on your own? Have you hired people, or is a little bit of both as to how you're making sure you know how, you know, Antech X and Beyond Belief are being driven?
It's a little bit of both, right? So, and I see it as being a little bit of both for a little while longer. The beauty is that I am very much concerned and committed to making sure that my social sellers, my online sales team, is equipped with everything that they need. So I am making the investments in their own professional and personal development so that they are able to run with this sales role and I am able to be removed from it. Yep. However, right now, it's a hybrid of, you know, them maybe nurturing the leads, having the initial sales conversations. And while they can probably close a couple of them themselves, I think ultimately right now, I am the closer for all intents and purposes. But my true desire is to truly equip them to be able to carry out that entire sales process by themselves.
Yes. Yes. I love that. And I think that's important too, is that we think when we hire somebody in a company that it should instantly be hands off. You're like, oh, I hired a social seller, I should be out. And you're like, no, I still have to be here and oversee this and understand this so I can manage it, so we can scale it, right? So you don't have to be in the weeds with it, but you know the baseline of what's going on, so you can look for outliers and things like that. And I think that that's important in any stage of business growth.
Oh my goodness, yes. And as we look to move from a seven-figure business, a multiple seven-figure business now, to an eight-figure business, it's going to be important for me to get to a point where I am stepping back as the true CEO. But you're right. It really takes some dedicated and focused energy on really molding and developing that amazing social seller, giving them what they need, understanding what metrics and KPIs need to be hit and things of that nature. And also being able to communicate the vision that I have for the business, being able to clearly communicate that to my social sellers, have them catch that vision and then run away with it.
Yeah. Yes. Vision casting. We talk about it all the time, and it's so important, and it's easy to forget to do, right? Because you, especially you, because I know you and I know you're very vision driven, and for you, like, you've got a very clear picture of what you're trying to accomplish, but communicating that to someone else can always be challenging. What about the marketing piece? Because again, you, from a personality perspective, like your podcast and live video, like, you just crush it. Was that a learning curve for you as well?
It really was. Showing up online for me was something totally new.
Right.
I did possess the personality and the charm and the smile and all of that, but showing up in front of camera to an audience that was virtual was something completely new for me.
Yeah.
In my offline business, I was, you know, used to standing up in front of rooms.
Right.
I was used to speaking in front of, you know, hundreds of attendees. So being able to bring that skill set in front of a camera where your audience isn't immediately visible to you.
Right.
Right. It was a new skill set for me, and understanding that it was very important for me to craft the message, you know, to understand. And I think I've even heard you say this before, Ryan, is that coming from corporate, you know, our vernacular and our nomenclature is different.
Totally.
And understanding that, you know, even though what we are saying is true, we have to be able to craft it in a manner where our now audience can receive it.
Yep.
Right? It doesn't make sense for me to use words that will not resonate to them. Right. So that was new for me, you know, kind of crafting my message, being able to show up in front of camera and to really speak to and meet the needs of a virtual audience.
Yeah. That's so interesting because I worked remote before, like, working remotely was cool. Like, we were still using like WebEx to dial in. And so I've been remote for so long that I have talked to an empty room for hours and hours at a time in training sales teams remotely and stuff. So that's even an interesting perspective for me coming from that. So I was like, I hadn't even thought about that. When you're used to feeding off the energy of the room and you're used to being able to see body language and stuff, and then not being able to see that is interesting. Cause yeah, I do. I remember like pacing my office, my first remote sales job, like leading sales trainings. And I was, again, there was no video at that time. So I just had my notes in my hand and, you know, my headphones in, and I would just walk around and talk. And so I got used to having to kind of command that. That's interesting. But I just love that. So final question before we wrap up, you run three companies, and I think that's pretty incredible for really anybody at any level. That's a lot. So what is like your best piece of advice for someone who is maybe just getting to that like six-figure mark, maybe multiple six figures, seven and even eight figures feels like a lifetime away? Like, what is the advice that you would give them? Like, where would you suggest they focus their time and energy?
I would really say, I'll speak first from a technical perspective. Understanding that technology is not a one size fits all. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing from a technology perspective. Find what works for you and operate in that space, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need, you know, this CRM because you heard someone else using it. Now, it very well could be you guys are in the same industry and their use of it and their referral of it to you might work. But it's very important for new entrepreneurs or those that are growing towards their first six and multiple six to understand that from a technology perspective, do what works for you. And remembering also that it may come a time as you start growing that what's on the market may not work for you. Mm-hmm. And rather than try to band-aid it and piece it together, it may be time for you to start looking at a custom solution so that you are able to do business the way you do business. So that's the first thing. Secondly, I would, you know, really say that it is quite natural for us as solopreneurs and just starting out, it's quite natural for us to wear all the hats.
Right.
But I must say that if you truly want to grow and scale your business, you cannot do that without team. Amen. Right. So being able to focus on getting to a point where you can hire the team that's going to help you be successful so that you're able to operate in your personal zone of genius. And then my last one, I would just say, there's so much opportunity out here in the world, and we have to be able to switch our perspective so that we always see the opportunity in a situation. It's not going to always be peaches and roses and, you know, all of that, but to be able to always see the opportunity so that you know that there is a bright, bright future that lies ahead of you. And as an entrepreneur, you're going to be able to achieve all of the goals that you desire. So again, you can live a life that is beyond belief. Small plug right there.
I love that. And I do think that is, and thank you for saying that it's not always, you know, peaches and roses, because the blessing and the curse of online marketing, right, is there's a lot of people painting a picture that it should be easy. And what I see happening a lot, Mayoshia, is when it's not easy, people think it's them. They're like, oh, there's something wrong with me. Like, I'm not equipped. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe there's not a market for what I want to do. And, you know, we see it in that way. So I'm a huge fan, and I know you are as well, of really telling the truth. Is like, yeah, the opportunity is beyond belief, but you're going to, there's going to be, it's not going to be the perfect path, and to not like fall prey to the Instagram version of business where it's like, I opened my business and I made seven figures in my first 18 months and I never left my house and I don't have to talk to people and there's no pain and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's so important. I don't have a towel, but I do have a napkin. I'll just say, listen, we don't throw the towel in. Don't wave the white flag. Don't throw it in. Just know that you will get through it. You may need mentorship. You may need guidance. You may need to invest in some training here. You may need to do all of that, but do not give up and do not give in. You started your business for a reason, right? And just know that with intentionality and with strategy and with focus, you can make it happen.
Yes. All right, Mayoshia, where can people come learn more about you? Where can they come hang out with you online, since you are now a virtual business with an awesome online presence? Where can they come hang out with you?
Yeah, so I am on across all social media platforms under my name, Mayoshia Boykin Anderson, also under Antech Solutions. And for Beyond Belief, the website is beyondbeliefbusiness.com. So awesome. I would love to hear from everyone.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Bye, guys.